Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
We are into summer, although today doesn't really feel like it down here because we are seeing some overcast conditions, a few showers, but that doesn't mean we should be complacent out there. Australia's leading life insurance specialist, TAL, is calling on Australians to embrace sun safety and commit to getting a skin check from a qualified professional this summer. It seems out there that we're putting that task in the too hard basket. And I've got Dr. Sally Phillips here with us, who's out there in the health services at TAL. Dr. Sally, unfortunately, it seems Aussies are complacent when it comes to skin health.
That's right, Terry. So we did some research and we found that although 95% of Australians know that they should get a skin check, 71% didn't get any skin check in the last year and 39% have never had a skin check. And what we're trying to do with the TAL Spot Checker is make it easier and more accessible for Australians to come in and get their skin checked. Because we know that if you have early detection of melanoma, there's a strong chance of actually having a 100% five-year survival rate if it's detected at its early stage, as opposed to only a 54% five-year survival period if that melanoma has spread. So this really can save lives.
How important is it for the second opinion? Because you might get your skin checked and then, the practitioner might say that everything's okay, but then, you know, you still might have a concern out there. It's important for people to get that second opinion, isn't it?
I think, Terry, it's really important for people to know what their moles look like on their body and if they're seeing any changes at all and they are concerned about it, then absolutely follow that up and follow your instincts. So if you have seen a mole that's changing, that's grown in size or has changed in colour or has changed in shape, and even if your GP says that's okay, but you feel that it has changed, then yes, go and get a second opinion. Or pop down to our clinic and get a check by one of the professional skin doctors.
And they say prevention is better than cure. So good sun safety this summer will certainly eliminate those serious problems down the track.
There's two different sides to it for sun safety. So one is prevention. And, you know, this is what our research showed, that people are aware of sun safety. So they do know to slip, slap, slop, side, seek and slide, but sometimes they're not aware that they actually should be getting the skin checks on a regular basis. So yes, you can prevent the sun damage, but in Australia we are exposed to sun, so yes, we should be getting annual skin checks as well.
Make sure you do the right thing. Unfortunately, a lot of Aussies are putting this task in the too hard basket, despite understanding the importance of sun safety, so get a skin check this summer. And everything should be all right. Dr. Sally Phillips, thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Terry.
It was a hit in Albany earlier this year, and it's back in 2018. Jamie's Ministry of Food, Mobile Kitchen. It's supported by the Good Foundation and Edith Cowan University. It's the Cooking Class on Wheels, and it's back in early 2018. Marie Fitzpatrick from Jamie's Ministry of Food Australia. An extended course this year, and you're pumped to be back in Albany.
Yes, we are, Terry. We're gonna run a 7-week course, so we're gonna put a few more of Jamie's recipes in our cooking program.
I took part last year, and I really enjoyed the class where we did roast veggies.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you're able to participate. So you can probably see how interactive and how much fun it is. So we'll definitely be doing that one again too.
And it's a good opportunity for people to learn some skills, and you know, maybe. Saves time and money as well, because research has shown that only 1 in 10 West Australians eat the recommended daily serves of fruit and veggies, and 2/3 of WA adults are now overweight or obese.
Yeah, look, and that's the whole point, is we understand people are busy and that we like good food. So what we show with our program using Jamie's recipes and tips is we can add extra veggies and fruit to our meals, but make it really delicious and not too time consuming. You know, we want to give you tips, make it quick and easy, just as easy it is to go down the shops and get something that may not be as good for you. So that's what we aim to do.
Jamie's Ministry of Food, the Mobile Kitchen, it starts January 8th, runs until the 24th of February 2018. Book early to avoid disappointment. Go to jamiesministryoffood.com.au. Classes start early next year. And it is a Tuesday, so we catch up with Camille and Rosie from Safe. And we've also got another visitor under the table, a red heeler cross Jack Russell. Who have you brought in, girls?
Morning, Terry. Today we brought in Chippy.
Hello, Chippy.
He's a talkative old boy. He's 9.
He's got all... The mic's come on and he's gone all quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. You heard that?
Hey, Chippy.
He's looking for a home.
You looking for a home?
There we go.
He's a gorgeous old talkative boy.
The nerves have come out. Now he's ready to go. We'll get him a microphone. Now, so he's available this week. Can be adopted or fostered.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he needs a foster carer or an adoptive home. And he's a sweet boy. He's good with cats and dogs. He'd be great for a retired couple. He's a really good companion animal. Just loves to be with you, sit at your feet, and loves a game of fetch.
And loves pats.
And loves pats.
And also this week, we mentioned last week, Dazza and Shelby are still available.
Yeah, Dazza, Shelby and Ruby are all still available for adoption. They're the ones who would be good for a home with another dog. Excuse me, Chippy.
That's the most vocal we've had since we've kicked it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Most vocal pet we've had in the studio, just as long as he doesn't make a mess.
No promises.
So Dazza, Shelby and Ruby available still?
Yeah, they are looking for a home with another dog that they can play with. Even if you want to meet them, head to our website and fill out an inquiry form. Even if you just meet them just to see, I think you'll see what gorgeous dogs they are. They're really good looking dogs.
Save Albany, saving animals from euthanasia. Camille's back with us this week. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. Now, you've got a bit of a lineup this week. Hugo, Luna, Bella, Ocean, Opal, and a couple of black kittens.
We do. We have two little eight-week-old black kittens looking for their forever homes. Both are good with other cats, don't know about dogs. Hugo is a purebred Generation 8 Siamese, Blue Point. Very good with kids, people, dogs, cats. Bella, still looking for a home, she's been with us for a long time now. She's a medium-haired Persian cross. And then we have two tabbies, which is Opal.
Oh.
She's gorgeous. And Ocean.
And I like the sound of Ocean.
Ocean's cute, but Opal is really affectionate and would suit kids. She's just gentle.
Just as long as she doesn't end up in the ocean.
Yeah,
that'd be a concern.
That would be bad.
But all jokes aside, if you want to adopt some pets this week, cats and dogs, Save Albany, saving animals from euthanasia. Get in touch with them through the Facebook page, Save Albany. And of course, their fundraising continues. They're going to be having a sausage sizzle down at Bunnings Warehouse, Albany, this Saturday all day, and proceeds going to Save Albany. And their raffle will be drawn at the end of the month as well. So a couple of chances there to help out Save Albany, a wonderful community cause. Rosie and Camille, thank you so much for coming in.
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
Jackpot today is at $2,220. What is our sound and where can you find it? That's what's sitting between you and $2,220. Got a couple of Gregs on the line. Let's go to Greg number one. Hello.
Hi, Terry. How are you going?
Very good. $2,220, what would that do for you with Christmas only around the corner?
Oh, it would do a lot. I've got a lot of bills to pay, so it would help out.
I reckon all the utilities get together and have a bit of a conference and decide to send the bills out at the same time. They all seem to come in one hit, don't they?
They certainly do.
It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's get back at them. Let's try and win you some money. $2,220, Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds. What do you reckon it is?
Would it be a rivet gun in a Fair Dinkum Shed?
A rivet gun in a Fair Dinkum Shed. Greg, you know if we included Fair Dinkum Sheds in this, it would be all too easy. Unfortunately, that's not the one we want. I'm sorry, Greg.
Never mind. Try again.
Good on you.
Have
thanks,
a good
mate.
Christmas.
Yeah, you too as well. Good on you.
All right, bye.
Let's go to Greg number two. Hello.
Hello.
Sound of Albany for $2,220. What do you reckon it is?
I reckon it's the location. It's Express One Cafe. And I reckon it's bashing out the used coffee grounds into the old coffee ground holder.
We've already had that kind of sound earlier on. Remember, one of our first sounds was down at Has-Beens on the foreshore. So we'd be silly to play the same sound again, right?
Well, you never know.
Not the way we want, I'm sorry, sir.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Good on you.
Bye.
Jackpot tomorrow rises to $2,240. Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds on Triple M. We'll check in with some news shortly.